Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Have you ever been to a magic show and the magician pulls a rabbit out of a hat and the kids all cheer? It's a lot of fun. Well, I read in the paper recently where the U.S. Department of Agriculture regulates bunny magicians. I never knew that, and I ran the Department of Agriculture. Entertainers are required to get and pay for a license from the Department of Agriculture. Marty Hahn, a magician, got a letter which read, "Dear member of our regulated community," and that went on and on. Now, maybe you wonder what this is all about. Well, some 40 years ago, a well-intended law was passed to regulate circuses and zoos. However, over the years, our nanny state government wrote more rules to go after all kinds of entertainers, even individuals, their shows involving animals, especially rabbits. Mr. Marty Hahn was informed that he had to write a detailed disaster plan for the rabbit in case of fire or floods, tornadoes, ice storms, power failures, on and on. His harassment all started in 2005. Marty was doing a show in Monet, Missouri. After the show, a lady came forward and asked, "Where's your license?" Marty said, "Well, license for what?" It so happened the lady was a USDA inspector. Marty had to get an official USDA license costing $40 each year, and if he's going to pull rabbits out of a hat, he must be licensed and have a disaster plan. His reaction, and I quote, "Our country is broke, and yet they have time to harass somebody about a rabbit." Now, this rabbit regulation is not a lot different from many other government regulations. The Congress passes a law, leaving room for the regulators to write in the details. And then a few years later, the regulators may expand the reach of the law. This happens all the time. Presidents often decide that they want to require something, and they direct that regulations be expanded to do what they want. Example, we have seen the EPA try to expand the Clean Water Act to force more control over farms and businesses. It's not surprising. Government departments feel they need to justify their existence. They're always looking for a way to expand their role. And that's why we need to cut their budgets. And then they won't have the money or the staff to harass us as much. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.